late night, bright lights, getting down and dirty with my girls a little out of line. Big shot, you think you're so hot. Boy's got a bark, but I bet he ain't got no bite. Oh. One night stand's just not my thing. I'm all dressed up, but not for him. I've only got tonight, and then I'll be wanting to hear rewind to when I was driving along with the radio on, singing along to my favorite song. Got my hair done and my high heels on. Saturday night, and we're gonna have fun. Gonna go along.
All right, it's Saturday night, but it's actually still Saturday morning. It's just gone 7. It means we're going to go into the studio next door.
We do indeed.
Where, you know, listen, I had a guest this morning. I had one, all right? You didn't have to go and prove off, you know, it's Easter. I've got to get more.
I've got 3 different producers in the studio this morning. Three plus me. It's a party in here.
Party, all right. I tell you.
It is.
What are you trying to say? You need 3 people to control you? That doesn't work, you know?
I'm just very insecure. I need friends. I get very lonely.
You're not insecure. You're...
I hosted Brekkie this week on Wednesday and Thursday because Nick's been away. Mm.
And I said, losing Nick too.
I know. But he's going on such an amazing adventure. I don't know how he's going to get his cat to Western Australia. But
said Diesel and Nick used to work together.
Yeah. I know. Diesel used to love Nick. Mm. Yeah. Don't tell Diesel he's going. But I kept saying to the producers, can someone come in the studio, please? I'm very lonely. And they're like, this is very strange, Jess. We don't normally do this.
Like,
that's okay.
We break things. We don't do things normal, you and I. We never have. Now, listen, there's a couple of things, important things, okay? We've gone over. That's nothing unusual there.
Nothing new.
But next Saturday is important for both of us.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yes, we've got
Hello.
Our mini supporter drive. Yes,
Hello.
we're doing a little welcome week.
The organiser of all of this, and she does...
It's been a long week, Barb. I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Hayley's got the excuse. She's the blonde, okay? She's getting married next weekend. You and I, the brunettes, were supposed to know better than this.
Congratulations, Hayley. That's
she so said,
exciting. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. You'll be a beautiful bride. How exciting. Well, next week we're doing a little mini supporter drive
mini
here
supporter
at the station.
Drive.
We're asking people who haven't already to call in or go online, become financial supporters of the station, help keep independent stories, ideas and music on your airwaves, help keep Barb on there on a Saturday morning.
Help keep Jess on here with a Saturday morning.
We've got to keep Diesel in a job. He'll be devastated if he can't.
Because, you know, I can't get Sean 3 people to come in and help me out, you know. I have enough fun trying to chum an entertainer out of bed, let alone 3 producers.
Sometimes I can hear it on the phone when they're like, I'm awake, Bob. I'm awake.
With the coffee in hand,
I love it when your guests are like, yes, I'm in bed, I've got a cup of coffee.
Well, you know, we had the tent report this morning. We had the tent from the live from the tent.
Oh, from
up at the Barrington River.
Oh, wow.
Up at Polly Everett's place. So
we went
for the tent. We were in the truck with Anthony.
Gosh.
So we did the travel around the countryside today. Leyland Brothers, move over. We're coming through.
Get your hiking boots on. It's
What's
all
on the
happening.
Show?
Oh, what is on the show? We're talking a lot of Easter things this morning because it is, of course, the Easter long weekend. So we're talking about
did
how to keep
Easter eggs?
I did bring some Easter eggs, yes.
Dark ones?
No.
That's it. You're off the Christmas list.
I know. I'm so sorry. I know. Don't tell Diesel. Oh, he can't eat chocolate. Well, we're actually talking about how to keep your pets safe at Easter.
Good, because
they eat some chocolate, like my dog does one year. She unwrapped an entire Easter bunny.
Oh, that'll do it.
And ate that. So that was fun. That was a nice, expensive little Betville we had there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the history of Easter. We're talking about some of the Easter mischief you can get up to this weekend. Exciting stuff. My mother's decided, even though everyone in my family is now very much into adulthood, that we're having an Easter egg hunt.
There's nothing wrong with pretending you're, and you go, and by the way, you're looking for the Easter bilby, by the way.
Yes, I think the Easter bilby is much better. Well, yes. I went this year, I didn't buy any chocolate. I bought little like stone eggs from Oxfam. I'm going to be very unpopular
well,
in my house.
I was doing really well till I went yesterday with my daughter, I was going to buy the Easter bilbies at the Easter show because that's where you usually get them.
Yeah.
The kids and the Easter, the auntie.
Yeah, Auntie Barb.
Went into the pharmacy near Leichhardt, Micahtown the other day and they had the Darryl Lee stuff on the counter, didn't they?
Oh, no.
Dark chocolate Easter egg with ginger all the way through it.
Oh, no.
I was doing really well. Really well till then.
I like their hand rolled ones in the hundreds and thousands on the outside.
I see their milk. I can't do milk.
You don't like milk,
no,
do you?
Dark lactose intolerant. That'll do it for me every time.
Yeah, I don't care. I am too, but I just don't care. And I just deal with that fact over Easter.
Get into
We're
the show.
It's 5 minutes past. Barb, thanks for another great edition of All Kinds of Country. She'll be back next week, 5 a.m. on your Saturday morning. Right now, though, everybody, it's time for a bit of Weekend Brekkie.
SER Weekend Breakfast with Jess Clayman.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. My name's Jess Clayman. I'll be here with you until 10 with a bunch of great stories, ideas and music for your Saturday morning. We have a great show lined up for you this morning. We're going to talk all about keeping your pets safe at Easter as well as the history of the holiday. But in the first hour of the show this morning, we'll be taking a little spin around the Twitter sphere. Going to kick it all off with a track from King Tuff. This one is called Through the Cracks. Good morning.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
The world is burning. The world is burning.
Climate change poses the same threat.
The world is burning.
Right now.
Wind is destroying a lot of problems. And number one, it's killing the birds. Killing the birds. Killing the
world
birds.
The world is burning.
Killing right now.
Coral bleaching.
Solar panels.
The Carmichael mine.
Carbon emissions.
The world is burning.
Hydraulic fracturing.
Plastic bags.
This is too much.
What are we doing to the planet?
subscribe to Think Sustainability on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to find out.
The world is burning.
Young Fathers there. That one, it's called Border Girl. Good morning. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SCR 107.3. Taking a quick look now at the roads around Sydney for anyone who is out and about this morning. You've got some holiday traffic expected today in Mascot, Marsh Street, Airport Drive, Qantas Drive, all expecting pretty heavy traffic conditions for the Easter long weekend. The ferry's broken down at Wiseman's Ferry, Webbs Creek Ferry between River Road and St Albans Road. Traffic affected in both directions. Motorists can use the Wiseman's Ferry service back to Wiseman's Ferry, but the southbound I don't really understand what's happening there. Give yourself some extra travel time. I can't make sense of it. I cannot make heads or tails of it. If you are on the roads this morning, though, do you remember there are double demerits in force until midnight on Monday night? I saw lots of police officers on the road this morning. Take it nice and easy. It's going to be a lovely day here in our city today. Tops of 25 in the city. Possible shower. And 26 out west. Tomorrow, Easter Sunday, tops of 29. Monday, nice and hot, 31. Looks like it won't rain, though, until about Wednesday. We were thinking about some rain on Monday, but looks like it's not going to happen until Wednesday. I will keep you updated on any changes as the morning rolls on right now. A track from Cosmic Child. It's called Other Song. Morning.
Sydney Film Festival is back between the 6th and 17th of June with the world's best new films. See next year's hit films before everyone else. Catch the greatest, strangest and most exciting features and documentaries that cinema has to offer. Plus catch talks from filmmaker guests, parties and red carpet premieres. Tickets on sale from May 9th. Be quick before they sell out. Head to sff.org.au. Sydney Film Festival is a media partner of 2SER 107.3.
Want to listen to 2SER wherever you are?
We're now just a touch away.
Download the new improved 2SER app from your favourite app store.
The 2SER app is available for Androids too.
And it's free.
The new improved 2SER app. Stories, ideas, music.
Wherever you are.
Mumbo from the heart and soul, and even in the name, Orchestra Aga Khan's self-titled album is a call to dance and our feature album on 2SER. Tune in all week where we'll hear an explosion of brass and saxophones with seductive rhythms to keep us moving. Recorded at the legendary Arieto Studios in Havana and now brought to you by 2SER, listeners can win copies on Breakfast, Drive and Static. Orchestra Aga Khan, the feature album on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Está buena, que la cosa está rica, la cosa se ha puesto fea. Miren qué cosa tan linda, no toquen esa cosa, qué cosas tiene la vida. Dicen que la cosa está cogiendo color de hormiga, se han hecho muchas reuniones para investigar la cosa. Dicen que está mejorando, que viene el color de rosa, pero aquí
recognize my people by face.
Go on a live music crawl through Parramatta's liveliest venues.
City of Parramatta presents Live and Local. Discover more than 50 Western Sydney artists performing 5 hours of free, non-stop live music across restaurants, bars, hotels and more. Saturday, April 14, 1 to 6pm. For details, head to cityofparramatta.nsw.gov.au. City of Parramatta sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Good morning, good morning. That last track we heard, it was called La Costa. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie on 2SER 107.3. Hope you are having a good one so far. Up next, we'll be taking a little spin around the Twitter sphere. Don't go anywhere. Some songs first. This one from Airwaves, it's called Warrior.
In a society inundated with technology,
one podcast will set out to document the weird, the wonderful and mind-boggling stories of the digital age. Think. Digital Futures.
Finding the human in the machine. Tune in 6:30 p.m. Tuesdays or 10:30 a.m. Sundays.
brought to you by the University of Technology Sydney and 2SER 107.3.
Think digital futures.
Stories from the digital age.
Today's technology transforming tomorrow.
Sundays on 2SER 107.3.
Or you can catch the podcast. Subscribe to Think Digital Futures now on your podcast app of choice.
Rastafari. Rastafari.
Robbie there. It is called a smoothie. Good morning. 33 minutes past 7. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie on 2SER. I'm on 7.3. Time to take a look at what is trending in the Twitter sphere. Make sure we are nice and caught up on the goings-on around the world before we jump into our day. My first Twitter tidbit this morning, hashtag Easter. It is trending all over the world at the moment as people wake up to celebrate either the long weekend, or if you're religious, the religious meanings behind Easter, or if you're not, just the fact that we get to eat chocolate all weekend. There is something for everyone this weekend. Commentator, often controversial, Bill O'Reilly has tweeted, "Happy Easter and Passover weekend. Hope you can relax. That's not one of my strong points, but I'm trying." Krishan has tweeted, My 10-year-old no longer seems to believe in the Easter Bunny. Do I still give him an Easter egg, or do I let him realise the consequences of no faith? Callum McSwiggan has tweeted, if somebody wants to arrange an Easter egg hunt for me, where all the eggs are in my bed and I don't have to get up, that would be great. Now, when I was a kid, my mum always used to tell me, if you don't believe, you don't receive. So, I believed in the Easter Bunny for a really long time. Everyone in my family is also a proper grown-up now, like very legitimate grown-up children, and all my family are quite, you know, much older than 8 years old. But we're still having an Easter egg hunt, apparently, this year. That's what she wants to do. And what my mother wants, my mother gets this holidays. My next Twitter tidbit is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's trending kind of around the globe at the moment, as well as it was revealed that he suffered from, I think it was heart complications while in for a routine procedure. People very worried about his health around the world this morning. He had to have open heart surgery reportedly to replace an old valve. The surgery was successful and he's in a stable condition. This all happened while he was in for a different routine procedure, apparently. RP has tweeted, wishing all the best to Arnold Schwarzenegger and a quick recovery after his emergency heart surgery. Gary Frost has said, if Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't get a mechanical heart this weekend, then we failed as a culture. Alex Reed reassured everyone, saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is a cyborg. He can't die. Everybody relax. My last Twitter tidbit this morning is one that is taking the world by storm. It's been a Twitter moment for a little while now. Amal Clooney. She is set to represent two reporters who have been detained in Myanmar. Nicholas has said, great to see that human rights lawyer Amal Clooney will represent two Reuters reporters jailed in Myanmar for their outstanding journalism on the mass atrocities there. Kazweeda. She said, Amal is a badass and she's taking on a formidable foe in her fight for these journalists. It's nice to know that when good journalists fight to expose the truth, there will be brilliant, compassionate people like Amal backing them up. Abigail Cadwell, she just said, so I basically want to be Amal Clooney when I grow up. Abigail, I am with you there. I want to be Amal Clooney too when I grow up. If you've got anything to say on any of those Twitter tidbits, we'd love to hear from you at 2SER, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Right now, though, we're going to jump back into some music from Flower Truck. It's called Falling Away.
Falling away, I've
How does the pressure to market ourselves online impact our inner lives? How does virtual experience alter our very definition of reality? Pulitzer Prize-winning author Jennifer Egan tackles the relationship between technology, fiction and reality in her closing address at Sydney Writers' Festival on May 6 at Carriage Works. Tickets on sale now at swf.org.au. Sydney Writers' Festival is a media partner of 2SER.
Think sustainability.
Practical actions for a better planet.
Movements, discoveries and technologies for a sustainable future.
Sundays on 2SER 107.3.
Or you can catch the podcast. Subscribe to Think Sustainability now on your podcast app of choice.
Morning. It's 7:45. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie. Happy long weekend. Happy Easter if you celebrate. Happy chocolate weekend. That's what I'm going to call it this weekend. Happy weekend where you can eat as much chocolate as guilt-free as humanly possible. Well, that's the idea I'm going to carry into the weekend anyway. We'll see how we go with that one. Oh, we've got some news headlines coming up for you shortly. Your roads now, though, they are looking okay. You've got some heavy traffic conditions expected out in Mascot around the international and domestic airport terminals as people get away for the long weekend. Other than that, not looking too bad. Tops of 25 today. UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is very high, so slip, slop and slap if you are out and about. A track now from Bonnie Doon. It's called A Lot of Things.
some rest. I know I thought of everything. I thought of everything. Standing on the corner, just staring at the sky. Oh man, I saw a lot of things. I saw a lot of things. And I should be happy, but I'm not.
Stories, ideas, music, 2SER 107.3.
Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. I can feel the fear hang heavy on the water, glinting sharply with the pale moonlight. Mothers, hold on tightly to your children. The waves are breaking violently tonight. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. Can we go as they go across the borderline? I hear yelling, I hear crying, I hear praying as the ocean threatens us on all four sides. The water rises deeper every minute. This vessel cannot bear the burden of our load. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. Can we go as they go across the borderline? One by one, the children have grown silent. From their mother's arms, they float away. The roaring sea will wash our quiet bodies upon the foreign shore, but our souls will find a way. Fly the salty winds east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west.
stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Good morning, 5 minutes to 8 a.m. My name is Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. Hope you're having a good Sunday morning so far. We've got some news headlines coming up for you very, very shortly. Don't go anywhere. This one from US Girls First, it's called Elova. Good morning. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Craig Donarski. I'm the director at Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre in Liverpool. Actually, we're one stop past Liverpool, but don't hold that against us. We've got a couple of great gigs on sale at the moment, both in April, but you'll have to move quickly to get tickets for these. Youth Group's Toby Martin is doing Songs from Northam Avenue on Saturday the 14th of April at 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 or $20 concession, and he has the most amazing band for this, including Brie Van Rijk, Zoe Hauptmann, Muhammad Lilo, and Dang Lan. Also on sale and just a few days after, on Tuesday the 17th of April at 7:30, we have the Garifuna Collective featuring Umalali. This is music that brings East Africa to the Caribbean and mashes it up with so many sounds from the area. You've never heard anything like this before. They're in town for the Commonwealth Games Festival in Brisbane, and we're lucky enough to pick them up for one night only before they get there. We have excellent free parking, one stop past Liverpool on the railway line, and for more information, visit casulapowerhouse.com.
It's 8 o'clock here in the studio. Good morning. You are tuned into Weekend Breakfast with myself, Jess Clayman. Time now to take a look at what is making headlines around the world. We are joined in the studio by one of our wonderful producers, Millicent. Millicent, good morning.
Good morning.
What have we got going on?
A few things this morning. First off, Russia has expelled 59 diplomats from 23 countries, including Australia, and said it reserved the right to take action against four other nations in a worsening standoff with the West over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Russia said it was responding to what it called the baseless demands for scores of its own diplomats to leave a slew of mostly Western countries that have joined London and Washington in censuring Moscow over the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. A day earlier, Moscow ordered the expulsion of 60 U.S. diplomats and the closing of the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, Russia's second city, in retaliation for the biggest ejection of diplomats since the Cold War. Australian Rugby Sevens captain James Stannard has been ruled out of the Commonwealth Games with a fractured skull after he was allegedly king hit outside a kebab shop. The incident took place in the early hours of Good Friday outside the premises in Sydney's beachside suburb of Coogee. The 35-year-old had been at a farewell dinner for teammate Andy Friend, which was arranged by team management.